Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We're back, and so is Joel Embiid, because his dominance has the Sixers back in the mix. Joel Embiid, ever heard of him? Mm-hmm. Famous Arsenal fan and happens to play basketball for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Most famously, Arsenal.
Most famously. Also, rookie Benedict Mathurin looks so impressive, and the Nets may have figured some things out over on the defensive end of the court over there. We'll get into all of that and more with comedian and co-host of the Roundball Rock Podcast, Sean Keen, on today's episode. I am Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles and Jack Amadwistis.
You beat me.
Dang it. It's not a race. It's not a race. But guess what? That time it was, and you admit it, I win. He admitted it. Sean Keen, welcome to Miles and Jack Amadwistis, man. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Anytime. We were talking before, we were trying to dial in your fandom, lock it in. Yeah. You said you are a Warriors fan who has transcended into general fandom. I always like when people take this route.
Yeah, it's because if you were a Golden State Warriors fan between like 1993 and 2013, you kind of had to find someone else to pull for when April 15th happened and the Warriors season ended. And right. You can only think about which failed draft pick you were going to get for so long. So you just kind of had to watch just basketball in general, if you like.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I was a big Chris Gatling fan myself. So I remember those years very fondly.
Yeah. The Warriors used to have Marv Albert's little brother, Steve, and he would always awkwardly call him the Energizer. And the nickname never, ever caught on. Because people were like, hey, he's the Gatling gun. Like that.
Yeah. There's a big one just sitting there for you, Steve.
Right.
But hey, man, you know, probably all about gun control and decided to just go with some
corporate
branding.
Yeah, totally.
So Golden State came through and turned things around. And were you sort of on board for the rise? And was that particularly fun for you as a fan from way back? Did you get annoyed by the Golden State fans as well? Where were you at?
I mean, the individual thing that bothers me the most is obviously the fan base is just insane. But I really hate that there's so many venture capital tech bro dudes who wear super crisp button-down shirts to games. Yeah. Like they don't know there's gonna be a t-shirt on the seat, and then you've just got these guys like awkwardly trying to squeeze into, you know, these like $3 t-shirts, and like you know what's gonna happen. You don't have to wear a crisp shirt to the game. Like Wear a t-shirt, buddy.
My favorite is the tech guy who last second bought a jersey to put over his button-up shirt. Oh, better put one of these on when I go in. It's like, fam, if you would have pulled up in your jersey appropriate attire rather than clearly looking like, and I put this fan smock over my dress wear.
Yeah, it's completely stiff. Yeah.
Oh, the tags are still on? Yeah, can you get that for me? Thanks.
I've got a, can I get this off. One with extra starch? Actually, I'm going to be putting a t-shirt on over it. And I don't know.
I'm sorry, who's Curie?
Yeah.
What? 30? That seems like a weird number to have. All right, cool. But, Jack, you want to talk about the Sixers a little bit?
I do, Five Miles.
Over the last seven?
Yeah, so Harden went down with an injury. I don't know if it fully coincided, but the Sixers have, over the last seven, looked like Sixers of old, or at least at the beginning of last season, with everything running through Embiid, and Embiid doing quite a bit with that. I don't know if you saw, he played against the Utah Jazz and hung 59 points on them. 11 boards, 8 assists, 7 blocks.
Ooh.
Is that right in a single game? First player with 50 plus, 10 plus, 5 plus, and plus 5 blocks since blocks became official in 1973-74. So,
we say he put in a bit of a shift, huh? In that one? Okay.
And he was blocking shots at the end of that game, too. It was it wasn't cheap. There were 5 in the fourth quarter of that one.
Yeah, man. He looks great. His turnaround is super locked in. I was saying to Jabari before, like, it's not like he's added any new move this season, but like, just the stuff that he does that is unguardable seems like he just has them really locked in, which I think is good for him and the Philadelphia 76ers. He also, against the Hawks, which they lost against the Hawks, but he put up 42-10-6. And Miles, you pulled this stat that Philly has outscored its opponents by 57 points in Embiid's 108 minutes and has been outscored by 47 points in his 36 minutes on the bench. So, that's a
lot of mileage on there.
Yeah. This was my first time getting to see the Jazz in their full glory. I'm sure Jazz fans aren't going to be psyched that we're judging them based on a loss, but they are formidable. They are tough, man. Laurie Markkanen hitting just everything that he puts up. He's got like a little hitch in his shot. He reminded me of Billy from White Men Can't Jump a little bit.
Yeah.
But just 7-footer with super high release. And it doesn't seem to matter if anybody's on him.
I'm just going to say Utah's been waiting for that type of player since Gordon Hayward left, for sure.
Right.
The one that was promised.
Yeah.
And he has. The one was promised is here. It's just wild, too, to watch now how, like, every team's like, oh, okay, so now we got to address Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah.
That's part of the plans now. And, like, I'm wondering how much they benefited. We were talking about this a little bit before we started recording from, like, the perception of, like, man, don't worry about them. We're going to roll right through them. Like, we can show up 10 minutes late to this one and still be fine. And, like, sort of having a reconciliation of like, well, this is what we thought we were up against versus them really playing now. Or you think a lot of teams were prepared and we're just kind of seeing, like, I'm saying, like, are they benefiting a little bit from a
slept on?
Maybe. Yeah. They're being slept on, not to take anything away because they're clearly still like, they're being pretty consistent, but I'm wondering if how much of that is fed into the whole thing, because going into the season, we're like, good night, Utah.
I mean, maybe at the beginning of the season, but at this point, I don't think anybody, I mean, they're third in the West and their point differential is second best in the West. Like they're pretty impossible to doubt at this point. I mean, I'm sure.
I mean, there's got to be something not great about them, right? And I can't be saying that as a salty Laker fan. I just can't believe what I'm seeing right now. I just think there's something else going on here, but no, it's nice to see the big Finn doing it.
I really think there's just such a vibes upgrade from not having your two best players just loathe each other the way they did last year.
Right.
And they were really not good after maybe like January last year. Like they started very fast and then they stunk and it really didn't look like they were tanking, but they never got to the point where they got rid of the useful player.
Yeah.
You know, like everybody that got back in the Gobert trade was a real NBA role player. And suddenly they had 7 of them, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it does raise the question. I think a lot of people assumed heading into the season, their overall strategy for the long-term, you know, strength of their squadron was going to be to tank it, try and get Wembanyama. And now I feel like they've crossed the point of untankability at this point, right? Like, they're too good. But yeah, I mean, I do think that we're seeing some sort of sea change in the overall strategy of the league. And like you just pointed out, and Jabari was like reiterating, it was like all these rotational guys who are kind of plug and play, and they just are making it work by being really great shooters and just like all playing unselfishly. And we're, I don't know, something just feels different about the NBA this season, which is a very dumb take for our dumb podcast, but it just feels like we used to have these gravitational like stars who all the wins just kind of accumulated around, and we still definitely have that, but we're also seeing a lot of things work that hadn't really worked before. It just, all bets are off, I feel like.
Yeah.
And youth helps. The fresh legs seem to be helping.
Yeah, and also just having a 24-year-old playing instead of a 21-year-old. You know, like those teams that aren't quite tearing it down all the way makes a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. The Nets are also, so I mean, we'll lump them in with the Sixers, but they started showing some signs of life after the Steve Nash coaching change and Kyrie's removal from the lineup, obviously. But they hadn't given up 100 points over that stretch prior to Sunday's loss to somebody, I forget who it was, but
the LA Lakers.
Oh, the Lakers.
Lakers.
Yeah.
Lakers.
AD looking, I mean, there are signs of life there too.
Yes. That's what we need. We just, like I was saying, I think in one of our pre-production meetings, I was like, if LeBron can just take him aside and be like, look, man, I'm going towards the light, and it's okay if you take up and play to the best of your abilities. I will not take offense to it. In fact, it is vital for this team that you play out of your mind. And he did say, what did he say? He saw like an NFL game where like Aaron Rodgers threw a touchdown pass, and he's like, I realized I had a lot of people counting on me, so I came out strong in that game. I was like, look, wherever you get the inspiration, fine, but please get it somewhere.
He's a Green Bay Packers fan, yeah. And the Packers had a unexpected upset win over the Cowboys, and yeah, that's what it took.
He's had a lot of years where he's, before the season, announced that he was going to turn over the reins to someone else. Like way back in the Kyrie days, he was like, "Oh, it's Kyrie's show," and this is the first time where I think LeBron really believes it and is like, "It's." Honestly, it's got to be someone else's show right now. I'm 38
I can't
years
do
old.
This.
How long do I have to carry? I'm carrying teams for 20 years. Like, can I just be a playmaker for a couple months?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, just back to the Nets defense. Well, first of all, Curry's returning to form. But yeah, Nick Claxton, there was an amazing block that I think we have a clip of him blocking Paul George at the rim.
Here we go.
14 rebounds. Paul George gets denied. Claxton the block. It lasted George.
And I mean, Durant's like all bought in on the defensive end. Durant's like, I don't know, man. I really love that
he's
guy.
He's good, huh?
He's so good, and he's such a great scorer.
About this guy.
But he also is just like bought in and like really cares about winning and hooping, as he calls it.
There was an awesome sequence. They lost to the Mavs, but in the third quarter, he just decided he was going to shut down Luka, and he just kind of did for 12 minutes. It was like, oh, I guess when this guy knows his job is this, he can, he's still 7 feet tall and really, really smart about basketball.
Yeah. Cause like since Kyrie hasn't been on the roster, they're first in what defensive rating and net rating.
Yeah.
And how much of it, cause a lot of people were like, oh, this, you know, when Kyrie's not on the team, like sometimes the teams will get a nice bump in confidence or they're playing better. Or is it that Jacques Vaughn is just coming up with some nice defensive schemes as well? And, you know, what's the balance you think there?
You know, I think Kyrie is maybe not the strongest and most intense defender, but sometimes when you have those like multi-star arrangements, it doesn't work as well when both guys don't completely buy in, because Kevin Durant's kind of enough of an offense by himself. Kevin Durant and a bunch of guys who play hard defense and can make threes, that's a pretty good, you know, you kind of want Kyrie for backup when Durant's not in. So he doesn't have to score 35 every game. But I think it's more just that they've got guys with defensive mentalities. And, you know, this is sad to say, but Ben Simmons keeps getting in foul trouble, so he's not on the court that much. And I think he'll probably get back. He's just really rusty.
Yeah. AD in that Lakers win, by the way, had 10 offensive boards, which is just kind of like, I don't know the last
That's
time.
Why, yeah.
The Nets had 9 as a team, and currently just under 69% of his points are coming from within the paint. And his previous career high was 65% as a rookie. So, I mean, he's getting in there. He's getting his hands dirty. I keep waiting for the Lakers to just like go on a tear. And maybe I will keep waiting, but I'd like to see it.
Yeah. I hope it. I'd like to believe that. I too am waiting for this tear you speak of.
I really talked myself into Dennis Schroeder and Thomas Bryant really changing things when they come back this week.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, it's not that those guys are awesome or anything. It's that they're basically knocking a G Leaguer out of the rotation when they come back.
Right.
And that's like, Thomas Bryant's skill is that he's not Damian Jones. You know, like he's like, they're just adding more grown up to the team.
Yeah. Added stability. Right.
Yeah. And they just shouldn't be that bad, you know?
Right.
Yeah. There's this, you know, but I think there's some continued soul searching will occur there, and eventually they will figure it out.
All right, let's talk real briefly about our underrated performers of the week. We got a handful of really good candidates, you know, people who are balling out and like maybe not getting headlines necessarily. Might be worth checking out for your daily fantasy or, you know, redraft fantasy league if they're available. If you're in like a four team league, like that show. What was that fantasy? The League, where they were like, yeah, it's a 18 league of us old pals. Giannis is out. So Javon Carter put up career high 36, grabbed 12 boards and a double OT win over the Thunder. Probably not a lot of people had that. Emmanuel Quickly, 24 points, 5 assists, 3 steals off the bench in a game against OKC. Maybe be targeting OKC.
Noticing a trend.
I don't know.
Yeah. Step one, are y'all playing OKC tonight? Okay.
Right. Cool. But finally, somebody that we'll talk about a little more when we come back, Benedict Mathurin, put up 30 points, including 6 of 9 from deep in 25 minutes off the bench against the Nuggets. This rookie, who a lot of people had pegged for rookie of the year, it seems like he's paying off on that promise. So
yeah,
we can talk a little bit more about that.
B-math.
It's funny to see that Quickly got to finally play just because the Knicks gave up so many points in that game. I think they gave up 43 points in the second and third quarter. And eventually Thibodeau's just like, I'm just not bringing these starters back in. RJ Barrett's just got to like sit on the bench. And then all the Knicks fans are excited because they're like, oh, Thibodeau's, he's going to play these young guys finally. He's going to bench Evan Fournier and play these hopeful young guys. And it was, really, because he was mad. I don't think it indicated any kind of shame.
Yeah, they gave up 145 points in that game, which not great. All right, should we take a quick break and then come back and talk about Benny Math?
Yeah, Benny Math.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And we're back, and it's time to talk about BMath. You know, first of all, Indiana's very exciting, fun team to watch, you know?
Oh,
they're
yeah.
Up and down. They make great plays. Halliburton is a great passer, and it's great to see him, like, working with this new toy that he has in Mathurin. And, yeah, I mean, there's a great sequence where Halliburton comes down, throws an oop to Mathurin. Mathurin blocks a shot at the other end, and then hits Halliburton for a deep tray.
Here we go.
There it is.
Pacers scored the game's first 9 points, led by 10 in the first quarter.
Great. There's something about his leap on that alley-oop that is just like he gets up so quickly and effortlessly.
Field goal for Maverick. Pacers on the run.
Yeah, they pushed it up quickly. They did the Pelicans. They missed it. Yeah, he's trying to get Mathurin a little into the game a little bit.
It's just fizzing around. The ball is just fizzing around out there for the Pacers.
Making blocks. Halliburton to Mathurin. Mathurin to Halliburton. Oh, man. There's some guys on that team I'd like to see in different uniforms. But they look great
right now for the Pacers.
Nothing. I'm not talking about anything. I love Benedict Mathurin. Because Halliburton also is zero, right? Is that his number?
Is he double zero?
No, because Mathurin is double zero, right?
Oh, Halliburton zero. Oh, yeah.
And I'm always like, whenever I see that, I'm always like, like, I don't know why I get the biggest kick out of seeing zero and double zero on the court, but I do. It's the small things for me.
He's shooting top five in the league of people taking six or more threes a game. The list is Huerta is shooting 50% while taking six or more threes a game. Michael Porter Jr., 46. Spencer Dinwiddie, 46. Benedict Mathurin. I've been calling him Mathurin for some reason. I think it's
a grab bag of pronunciations.
It's because I lived in Mass when one of my best friends was from Methuen, and so that's how it got stuck in my head. But Mathurin,
all right.
45. And then Desmond Bane, the Bane train, 45. We'll give Bane. I mean, Bane just went down with a couple week injury, but
his injury is going to
keep him out for a couple weeks. It's a weak injury. But we got to talk about him because that backcourt is devastation.
I feel bad. I mean, just when like Triple J's coming back, then Desmond Bain goes out. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh, come on now. I want to see it all. I want to see them with all the shiny things playing together. Because, yeah, man, he's playing incredibly.
25-5-5 Jaws putting up almost 30. Like, that's, yeah, they're good. They're good. What do you think of that?
They built a dynasty. What is it about Bane? The dynasty. Dylan Brooks was right. They got a dynasty there. Yeah. I love that they made such a weird move this year when it was they basically had, you know, like a 55 win team last year, and everyone kind of talked about like, oh yeah, they could pull their assets together and, you know, make a move for a veteran. They're like, no, four rookies, the widest rookies we can find. Just like, we're just adding a bunch of beef to this roster, basically.
Right.
That seems like it's their MO is like just big beefy dudes who can shoot and dribble. And
we're gonna draft for mass.
Yeah.
That's rarely the strategy you hear coming out. We're gonna draft for
I feel like Memphis would embrace that weight too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We just want bodies bouncing off of our but yeah, that so I mean, they remain super exciting. Portland looks super exciting. The Celtics, I got to give it to them. I think they're like now atop the East with Giannis going down. They're 11-3 as of this recording. And Marcus Smart just keeps, like, he seems to, I don't think I've ever heard somebody talk about somebody being really good at saves. Like saving the ball as it's going out of bounds and like turning it into just a sick pass that is like leads directly to an open look.
Right.
But he had a couple against Detroit. One was like he's falling, like he's literally horizontal to the court, falling out of bounds and throws a bounce pass between the defender's legs. That's like also an outlet pass somehow. Yeah. It's wild.
It's like disorienting to defend because like on the Pistons, like, man, this dude's about to fall out of bounds. And then last gasp, he's like, take it.
Yeah. It's disorienting to watch. Like, I almost don't know what's happening as he does it. The Celtics got really, like, it was like, the Celtics are going to be what they are and they'll probably be good. But they were boring in the offseason to talk about. And it's like, actually, their two best players got noticeably better since they were in the finals last year. They're impossible to play. They have the best offense in the league, and last year they had the best defense in the league and feel like they could turn that back on whenever they want. So that's a little terrifying to be in the East with them.
Did you see that like that tech that Tatum got for clapping last night?
No.
it was such a weak tech. They got overturned the next day, but I was just sort of like, I was watching, I was like, wow, that did not seem like the kind of tech I would normally be seeing given, but okay.
Yeah, because see guys getting text for clapping, but he like, literally sarcastically clapped one time.
Right. He did like a golly clap.
Yeah. It was like fiddlesticks, you know? And he wasn't really even near the ref either. It just seemed like, and it wasn't like he was complaining about, it was like a pretty obvious call. So yeah, he wasn't really complaining about the call. He was more like, come on, Jason, you're better than that.
He's like, tee him up for that. Tatum is now the Vegas favorite for MVP.
Wow. I mean, deservedly so, because they look like they might have the best record in the league when it's all said and done at this early stage, obviously. But, and he's playing like top three best in the league. What's he averaging? He's like in the 30s, I think, still. But yeah, I mean, they're scary.
He also really wants to win MVP too. That's the difference between Giannis is going to rest and things like that. Tatum, it feels like, just really has something to prove on this good team.
Too. Right.
Yeah.
Like every night he's like, I got boxes to tick, man.
Yeah.
Let me get
31.9 is what Tatum's averaging. And he's also one of the best wing defenders in the league.
I mean, I would wager just because like the league is honoring Bill Russell, like, you know, it's like reminds me of when Kobe passed. Like, I feel like there may be a bit of an X factor to how like a team plays when you're like, you know what? Like, let's do something for the franchise here. But not to say that that's the only thing that will motivate him, but I feel like that feels like a little bit of added sauce in the mix too, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Miami, there's been some regression to the mean in terms of, you know, I mean, Boston continues to win. San Antonio, after a hot start, has like kind of regressed to, they're still very good. They're still looking better than I think a lot of people expected, but they've kind of regressed down to where people might have thought they would end up. Miami just tore off three wins in a row. Jimmy Butler with a big defensive play on Booker.
That block was so satisfying to watch.
Here's the final play. Booker catches it up front. Jimmy right on. Watch how tight
squares
Jimmy
up on Jimmy.
Sliding his feet, but smart with his hands.
So right close. Look how close he is.
Oh,
right there.
Oh. Oh no.
5.5 seconds. Why no timeout here?
Yeah, that was, my goodness. That is some sticky. That's some that you're glued on at that point. Like, it looked like they were doing like the lumbata at a certain point, cuz their hip, they were like hip to hip almost when he went up for that shot.
Yeah. It was a, you know, Booker's been eating off of that move, just like, you know, people guard him closely because he's a great three-point shooter. Go one quick step and then, you know, pull-up jumper. He's a great mid-range shooter as well. And Jimmy Butler, it's to the point that the second Booker leaves the floor with the shot, he's already kind of giving up on it because Butler's like so all over him. He's like, oh, this is getting blocked. All right, so I'm going to shoot this in such a way that I'll get the rebound off the block because,
Well, it also felt like the block almost broke his brain because they had a timeout and it kind of looked like, right, well, he could just set up another shot there, but he was almost just like panicked and Butler chased him into another terrible shot of the buzzer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting when you see those guys kind of break down a little bit right there, because I'd imagine that block just completely just was like, well, that completely destroyed. I don't even know where to go from here because I was not expecting to be absolutely stuffed crust pizza by Jimmy Butler, but there he goes. It's that preseason wig. That's what I'm saying. It's a preseason wig. He's wigging out. Speaking of just staying icy at the end of the game, we're starting to see, or at least we're really starting to appreciate the, at the death of a game, just some trash talking to a free throw shooter just to say, hey, you know, come on, you don't got to make these. You know what I mean? Let's get out of here.
Which is, this is our dumb pitch to the NBA for the week.
Yeah.
And I think it's our dumbest and best yet. So this is based on Embiid talking trash to Lauri Markkanen.
Most recently, yeah.
And Dame to Ayton. Really, it's based on Dame to Ayton in one of the first games of the season.
Do you want to play the clip?
Yeah, let's play the clip.
Okay, so the original one this season was Dame Lillard getting in DeAndre Ayton's ear, just basically saying, you don't want to take these shots, and, you know, it didn't seem like Ayton did.
Right.
So at the end of the game, he was asked, well, so what exactly did you say? Because anybody who saw the broadcast were like, you were in his ear. What was going on there? And this is what Damian said.
I only asked him, I said, have you ever been in this situation before? Because it's not easy, you know, when you have to make the free throws. That's not an easy situation to be in, because it's, the whole game doesn't come down to one possession. You know, it's a lot of things that happen, but in a way, you know, you're looking at it like this is a chance to tie the game. So I just asked him, like, I just wanted him to think about it a little bit, like, you know, have you ever been in this situation? And he ignored me, and when he ignored me, I was like, you know, I'm pretty sure he's thinking about it, like, these big free throws.
There were also reports that he also mentioned something about, like, do you think your team wants you in this situation?
Oh, my God.
Right.
Which
you think
is,
they trust you, kind of think, whoa, next level.
That's brutal.
Because the implication is also kind of like, do you think your team wants you? They didn't even offer you a contract.
Yeah, it's like the NBA equivalent of, like, you know you're adopted, right? Like, what? Like, why are you saying that right now? And going from that, like, this, and the latest one was Joel Embiid, who I think had a much nicer version of getting in someone's head before crucial free throws. I don't know if we have audio of it, but in the final stretch of the game, Embiid did his thing, looked real confused, and it
looks like he's saying, hey, do you know how to get to the steak shop?
I'm like, can we get out of here? You mind if we get out of here real quick? And it turns out he said, hey, I got to get home to put my son Arthur to bed because he has a strict bedtime. Lauri Markkanen ended up obliging and missing those two free throws.
Right.
And it was funny because afterwards people were like, But the thing is, Joel lied. His son doesn't have a strict bedtime. So like that second layer of commentary from people, I'm like, okay, that's fine. That doesn't seem the most deceptive part. He just did a nice way of being like appealing to maybe his sensibilities as a father or someone. Like, hey, right. You know, how
like Mark and him was going to hear that and be like, ah, he lied to me. Like, I take it back.
Don't even have a son? No. Like, that's kind of what it felt like. But yeah, so here's our pitch, Jack. What do we think? How are we turning this up?
Each team gets one moment, like every week, maybe it's every month if they don't love the idea, but those are our terms. It can be somewhere between once a week, once a month. Each team gets one moment where they get to take the mic for the stadium, the PA, and talk trash to a player for 15 seconds on the PA, presumably ahead of some big free throws or just whenever. But you almost like start having a position on your roster for whoever is the best at like getting inside people's heads.
Yeah. Like you're doing Oppo research and you're like, oh, Lori Markkanen, I got some. Hold on, let me go in my file. Oh, say the name Rachel to him over and over. Say, Rachel thinks you won't make these. It's based on some research from past failed relationships. Yeah. Or doing something more spectacular, like before the free throws, like the stadium lights go black, spotlight on one seat, and it's like the person, like someone from this player's history, personal history, that they cannot believe is there. It's like, and here's your fifth grade bully, Mark. And it's like, what's up, man? What's up, stinkhead? Still doing good, man? He's like, what?
Still doing good.
Remember when you picked your nose?
Yeah. Just light stuff. We don't have to get fully toxic, but it's those subtle things. I mean, what other ways you think, Sean, are good just to throw someone off like efficiently at the last minute? What kind of strategies would you deploy?
You know, I think like the deep oppo research is good, but it doesn't even have to necessarily be real as much as it's just shocking. So I had a friend who did a roast battle. And he's a real good roaster. And then a guy went up there and just started doing jokes about how his wife was barren and couldn't conceive children, which was not true, but it disturbed him so much that he was like talking about it so matter of factly, and the jokes were apparently killing, but the whole time he was like, wait, they don't and then like he got in his head and he was like, Maybe, we don't have any kids. Did she not tell me? Did this guy somehow find out? So any like real intense thing that
just pretend you've done the oppo research,
confusingly specific like that too.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, they'd be like, you know, you have three half brothers, right?
I'm 23 and need you.
Right. And guess what? I'm your brother. Yeah. What?
And then they hug for a long time.
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh. They come together like, I know he wasn't there for you either, man. I know exactly what you've been through. And then he goes away. It's like, I'm not related to you at all, man.
Yeah. I would never be in your family.
Yeah.
Right. As he's taking the shot. Psych. That was all a joke. Yeah. It's a lot of professional wrestling that I think we end up pitching to the NBA, but.
I also think you could pitch a trade rumor that would maybe bother him a little bit. Just like, you know you're getting shopped to Detroit.
That's kind of what Dame was doing, right? With being like, you think they want you shooting these free throws? Like,
they're like, whoa, oh, we got a Woj bomb. Look up at the screen, man. What's that say? You've been traded.
Do these free throws even count?
Yeah,
you don't play for them anymore.
To you, right? At this point, I mean, they've been so disloyal to you. What do you even owe them? Anyway, have fun, man. Have fun.
All right. Well, we'll give the league some time to think that over while we take a quick break, and we'll come back with the fastest segment in podcasting, Rapid Fire.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And we're back, and it's time, Sean, for you to participate in the fastest segment in NBA podcast history. This is the rapid-fire round of questions. This is how we close out the show. Just so you know, it's about answering as quickly as possible. Don't meander. Don't even allow us to meander. If we start engaging in a conversation.
You smell that? I smell some buns roasting, because this guy's sitting in the hot seat.
Yes, exactly. I'm sorry, you really got me with that one. So, back to it. Don't think, just respond. You got to keep this segment on point and fast-paced, okay? Here we go. Start the clock!
Yeah. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Here we go.
Great.
Straight up, Sean, are you ready? Here we go. Doesn't matter, because I'm giving you the first question. What is the best hypothetical slash not in-game NBA Jam squad? If you could bring some duo in, who is it going to be?
We did a little Oppo research of ourselves and noticed your shirt that you're wearing right now.
Benny the Bull and Del Curry.
That's fun.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, deep threat, Del, and then Benny the Bull is just chaos.
He's all power.
Probably knocking people out of the way.
Yeah. Wow.
You got the Splash Brothers on an NBA Jam shirt on your person right now.
I do.
That would be pretty dangerous too.
Okay, what two imaginary basketball players from film, TV, popular culture would you put in an NBA Jam squad?
Great question, Miles.
Oh, that is good. Okay, the ghost from The Sixth Man.
Yeah. Oh, Kadeem Hardison's character? Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. The ghost, just because you need the power of the supernatural.
Absolutely.
And then I guess Dr. J from The Fish Who Saved Pittsburgh. Which is, he's just Dr. J, really.
Yeah, but he would be fun.
But he has a ghost that partner.
Right.
Okay, I was thinking the kid from Thunderstruck, but I don't really, he doesn't have the height, even though he does have the powers of Captain Man.
There are supernatural things that actually not supernatural. I don't want to, you know, distract or antagonize any of our fans who are big into astronomy or astrology, but
in the ghost
that,
realm,
isn't
yes.
isn't that like they start coming together with the help of astrology a little bit? Isn't the fish that saves Pittsburgh like a Pisces?
Oh, maybe he is. I think that is right. Yeah. Okay. So the spirit world and time. The astrological
okay.
world.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And
unbeatable.
Then they're the coach of that team is Suzanne Miller from Astrology Zone, the famous astrology website. Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
I do think is Neon Bordeaux Shaq from Blue Chips.
Yes.
I couldn't remember the character's name, but yeah, he'd be a good. Yeah.
So producer Jabari picked Billy Ho and Neon Bordeaux.
Okay, that's very good.
Ho and Bordeaux. All right, let him know. Sean, we got to keep this going. Come on, man. It's not. What is, this isn't.
That please, answer was man. Like a half hour long.
Get it together.
All right. Most fun and impressive early season storyline. Is it the resilient Celtics team, 11-3? Is it Portland leading the West at the time of this recording? Is it rookie head coach Will Hardy's Jazz at 10-5, even though many anticipated a complete tank? Other, surprise us.
I think it's the Jazz so far. Like it's such a fun, weird group of guys. And I also like that Malik Beasley got a revenge game against the Timberwolves where he basically just said, I'm going to kill them all.
Right.
Charming.
Yeah.
Sean, what are your top three basketball movies of all time?
Okay, White Man Can't Jump, Love and Basketball.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, give me some options for number three.
I mean, Blue Chips, look, above the rim. Neon, he got game. Neon Bordeaux, yeah.
Talk oh, he got him. Game. He got game, yeah.
Yeah.
He got
That's
game.
My top three, yeah.
Okay. Good picks.
I'd add Teen Wolf in there, but that is because I am broken. Because I saw it too young, too many times, and now it is all movies are viewed through a Teen Wolf.
Sean, what did we say about bringing up old stuff from the 80s? That doesn't matter, man.
Thank you, Miles.
Keep the segment going, Sean.
Keep
please.
Me on track. All right, you can travel back in time and attend any NBA game from history. What's the first matchup or game that comes to mind?
I want to see the game in 85 where the Lakers finally beat the Celtics. So I don't remember if that's game 7. Of the finals, that's one I'm going to say, I think. Other than that, it would be the, I'd love to see that, Klay Thompson, game 6 against Oklahoma City in 2016.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like being present for a magic trick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's something cool about it. Wait. Keep the segment going, Sean. Come on now.
I'm sorry.
Let me ask you a question.
That was a convincing sidebar. Oh, man, there's something cool about...
And then immediately snapped out of it.
Hey, what the heck?
The heck's going on here, Sean? Keep the segment going, man. What is a new rule you'd like to see implemented, altered, or whatever, what have you, effective immediately in the league? And it can be realistic or it can be fantasy, but tell us, what are you passionate about?
I think that once a month, a team should be able to lower in a Rock and Jock style 25-point basket.
Yes!
Thank you.
The fourth quarter. Like
this is the correct answer.
We've had the technology. So, you know, you can't do it every game, but you get a couple in your pocket and... Yeah.
You know what they call it when a solution is right in front of you, yet you are just unable to approach it, and you just repeat the same mistake over and over? It's called cowardice.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the league is experiencing right now.
Yeah. Finally, tacos or pizza? The other one's gone forever.
Oh, man. I'm taking pizza.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
I just feel like there's other cousins to tacos that are close enough.
Oh, so you think you could hack, you found a loop. Okay, so what's your tacos? The tacos are now...
I think it's maybe that I lived in Northern California too long before moving to LA, and I've just been a burrito person. And so I'm kind of I could deal with like a tostada instead, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, but what if it was pizzas or burritos then? Let's up
pizza or burritos, that's tough. I think I might still choose pizza.
Okay.
But only... Wow. Only just because I'm at a different point in my life where it is less, it just destroys my body too much.
Yeah, and that's all very interesting, Sean.
Yeah, sorry.
Right. But if you don't mind, I don't think you realize I asked a question right after Jax, and that is not allowed.
There we go.
So really, really get your head in the game, man. Finally, got to ask you this, Sean.
Uh-huh.
Jack, or Miles?
Oh, man. Can I pick Jabari? Is that? I feel like that's taken
sure.
the referee.
Yeah, it seems like it's allowed. Other people have done it. So that's cool.
I thought that was more original, maybe.
What about Jack or Jabari?
You know what would be real? You know what would be real original? Picking me. Because yeah. I'm 0-33.
Oh, God.
That's
we
right.
haven't done the segment that many times. Look, all right. And yeah. Sean didn't know, you know.
Just no, it's been... cool, man. It's just I'm going to have to inflate these balloons all over again that I have above me waiting to yeah. drop down when somebody finally picks me.
This is like your Jerry West in the finals moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Looking right. at those balloons that aren't going to drop.
Yeah. right.
And when you just... finally get that, you're going to, is it going to feel as good? Who knows?
Yeah, you're just going to throw knows? Your MedBoosties MVP through your office window.
Exactly. Right. Well, Sean, Keen, thank you so much for stopping by. Miles and Jack got mad boosties. It was a pleasure having you on, man. Where can people find you and listen to you and all of that?
Roundball Rock is the podcast. That's at Round Rock Pod on Twitter. I'm at Sean Keen on Twitter. I write about the Warriors for Golden State of Mind. I write about basketball at Yard Barker. And you can see me at the Hotel Paradox in Santa Cruz this right. week on Thursday. The 17th.
There just stay in there? Tonight. Just hanging out by the pool?
Just hanging out by the pool.
Nice.
I'm just partying. I got a room. I'm going to trash yeah. it. It's going to be great. Come on by.
There you go.
So you can. Yeah. they can see you there tonight. It is That yeah. is the day of the release.
If you're in Santa Cruz, get out there. You right. can obviously... Oh, got to tell them where to find us, Jack. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I was just going to say, make sure you give us a follow on Twitter. At MadBoosties. MadBoosties. And we got to give a shout out to the Boosties listener of the week at Maxwell Jimenez wants to know, why haven't we discussed the Spurs?
You know what?
He's right.
We blew it. We love the jerseys.
The jerseys are so
dope.
Love
their city edition jersey.
I got to say, I did not have the Spurs city edition as like the city edition jersey that I wanted to see, but it's dope. It's a very cool jersey. I like the, you know, just a few simple choices. They're not overdoing it, but very fun.
And also, how could we forget Pirtle, our favorite NBA word game ever? And also plays for the Spurs. I mean, y'all, we're going to get
this
there.
Season.
We're going
to get
there.
We'll get to them. Pirtle's we'll balling this season. Him. Josh Richardson. Like, I think a lot of people talk about some of the Jazz players being, you know, spare parts from other teams. But Josh Richardson's been on every team in the past few seasons, and he's playing well. We'll definitely be discussing them further as the season continues. Yes. So stick around, Maxwell Jimenez.
Worry not. Yeah. But that is going to do it for this week's edition of Mad Boosties. Again, make sure you like and subscribe and, you know, leave a review and do all that stuff to help people know that this is the number one 100% top rated NBA podcast out there. Until next time, we'll see you later. Bye.
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 Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.